Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today, we are celebrating a memorial for Her Majesty the Queen, who passed away a few weeks ago. In Buddhism, gratitude is of immense importance, both in and of itself and as a counteraction to cynical mind. In Buddhism, we show gratitude, express gratitude for those who rule the country. In this case, the Queen being head of state in Canada. We express gratitude for the peacefulness of the country and for the justice of the laws, in that we are able to practice our religion peacefully and without being disturbed. This is quite a different situation than in many countries in the world. So for that, we, as I say, show gratitude. The Queen was, of course, the head of the Church of England, but frequently visited Buddhist temples and the churches and temples of other religions, viewing herself as a general protector of the rights of minority religions, as well as minority people in general in Britain. This very much fulfills the view of Buddhism regarding rulers of the country. In Buddhist countries, the ruler is supposed to be the protector of all forms of faith in the country. I once referred to, well before it happened, that the death of the Queen would be the last event of the 20th century. Because all the people who will come for the funeral, in a sense, belong to that era, as she did. So it is saying also goodbye to a whole era, and in many ways a different view of looking at things. My earliest memory, actually, is of the Queen visiting Newfoundland. I was a very small child, couldn't be more than 4 or 5, and a flag was stuck in my hand by my uncle, and I was told to wave it and shout, "God save the Queen," as she went by. Reverend Master Jiyu taught us the importance of continuing on, no matter what other people say, continuing on in the face of criticism, and also the importance of doing what needs to be done. This doing what needs to be done was for her, for Reverend Master, the highest form of praise for somebody. She used it to praise one of her own teachers. That just by continuing on and doing what needs to be done, they exemplified what religious practice is about. The Queen, when she was born and a young girl, there was considered to be no chance she would become queen, given that she had an uncle who was expected to marry and have children. And so it was a case, as she herself said, of finding yourself in a situation that you had not chosen or asked for, but that it became your obligation to do, to continue on in the face of nagging, criticism, discussion of one's private affairs, and just taking the next step so that the Queen named the Prime Minister just a couple of days before she actually passed away. And in Australia, a gentleman of 100 years had just heard that the Queen had passed away when the mail, the post, brought the congratulatory letter from the Queen for his 100th birthday. To continue on, not viewing anything that you have to do with a dull or bored mind. To regard all people as the same. And to try to put them at ease. To continue on until the last moment, doing what you promised to do. There is a verse that says, such action appears to be all foolish and dull. But those who actually practice in this way achieve great results. The Queen was a devout Christian, and thus this informed what she did. I also, from my own perspective, regarded her as an example of maintaining dignified behavior under all circumstances. That was not stiff, that put people at their ease, and I very much hoped to emulate that attitude of mind. It is said in Buddhism that enlightened action leaves behind no wake. And that sometimes means when people look back at somebody's life, it can be very difficult for them to pin down something concrete that the person did that can be elevated and put up on a monument. But rather, from the perspective of Buddhist practice, it is to continue in an ordinary way, no matter what the circumstances, and no matter what the how it may appear extraordinary to the world. It was Elizabeth I who said, the appearance of the crown is not so wonderful to those who wear it. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds, homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds, homage to the scripture of great wisdom.